Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is a portion of the Holy Gospel, as Jonathan has read, specifically verses 6 and 7 of Mark chapter 16. And they read, "And he, the angel, said to them, 'Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you.'" This is the word given to us this morning under the theme, "Jesus is greater than the grave." Please be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
A mother watches the burial of her young child. She insists on being there during the interment. Dirt falls on the casket. Thud, thud. She weeps bitterly. A husky gravedigger comes over to her, embraces her, and asks, "Dear madam, are you a Christian?" She answers, "Yes." He responds with faithful words, "You will see your child again, because Jesus is greater than this grave." The thud of the large stone seems to end our Lord's life. The grave is greater. There's a photo that I've once seen of an empty tomb, and many of you have seen the same photos. A small little square with a large stone that follows a guide, and it would take a couple of husky grave diggers to seal that tomb. You see, the tomb that our Lord was laid in wasn't any different than any other tomb in Judea in that day. The only difference was that this was a tomb of a very rich man, Joseph of Arimathea. Well, Joseph and Nicodemus persuades Pilate to give them the body of their Lord. And as you've heard early this morning, they buy a tremendous amount of spices, thus to mask the smell of their decaying Lord. And then the tomb is closed. You heard that on Good Friday. We see the outside, but inside. The stone grinds against the front of the wall. Slowly light gives way to darkness. Then it's closed. Blackness. Silence. Life is over. Finished. At a distance stands a group of women. They're weeping, but they're taking note of where their Lord has been laid. They realize that he is dead. It finally hits them. Is it really possible? He's dead. You've been there. You've been at the gravesite. One day your loved one is in your arms, and then in the next, they're gone. It seems that it's so distant. It seems that the grave really is greater. But then, my friends, there's the tiny flick. It's hardly audible. You could hardly hear it. Just a tiny flick. And the large stone rolls away, and it gives way to eating and to drinking and fellowship with Jesus once again. Early on the first day of the week, as our text tells us, which is Sunday, a group of sorrowful, grieving women begin a very, very difficult journey. They go to complete the burial of their Lord Jesus. They have all the spices that they need, By the way, they are very expensive. They have these spices, as you have heard, to mask the death of a decaying body. And then they realize, what about that huge stone? We've done all this work. We have done all of this. But what about the huge stone? Well, you've all been there, haven't you? You know those pesky little ladybugs that crawl up on your arm and they crawl all over your kitchen and they're on your table and they're even crawling on your pillow at times. And the only thing you can do is kind of flick them off. You don't want to crush them, by the way, because it doesn't smell too good. You just kind of flick them off. You see, that's what happened to that huge stone. Now, with a flick, the stone is moved. With a flick, it's no longer where it's supposed to be. Matthew tells us that it was the angel who flicked that stone away. The angel rolled it away not because there was an earthquake. There was an earthquake, but because it was God's will that the stone be rolled away from the entrance of this tomb. And when the women see this, they are alarmed. This huge stone has been moved. Who has done this? They enter the tomb. And once again, they are alarmed. An angel. He speaks wonderful, beautiful words. Don't be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they had laid him? He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Surprised you, didn't I? He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
No stone could hold him. The grave isn't greater than the Master. The grave is not greater than the Lord. He is risen. Yes, he is risen indeed. And he lives today. The thud of the dirt upon our casket one day will end our lives, that's for sure. And it may seem to our loved ones that our grave is greater. Yes, it will happen to each and every one of us. The dirt will be piled upon the casket. It'll be smoothed over. Someone from our cemetery committee will go out and sow grass. And then a stone will be in place. 50, 60, 70 years from now, you'll only be a name and no one will know who you are, other than looking in the church record and seeing when you were alive, when you were baptized, when you were confirmed, and yes, when you died. It seems so final, doesn't it, my dear friends? Blackness kind of surrounds our bodies. We heard this morning that we will die. It is proof that we are sinners, that we are poor, miserable sinners. We cannot prevent it. We cannot stop it. Grief and sorrow, an empty chair at the dinner table, a voice no longer heard. Whose gravestone? The stone seems so large at times. Whose grave? Never to be opened again by another human being. But not for Jesus. And not for your loved ones either. You see, Jesus tells them through the angel, but go and tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. And there you will see him just as he told you. Did you catch that? There you will see him just as he told you. The flick away of the grave brings a final day of resurrection. It brings a feast and a glorious reunion. Yes, the day will come. The day will come when you will see your loved ones, no matter who they are, a small child or a father who's died at an old age. A friend. died with an untimely disease. My great-grandparents, great-uncle, great-aunt, and second cousin killed by a drunk driver all at the same time. We will see them again. That's our assurance. That's our blessed assurance, and Jesus has told us that this will happen. You see, the silence will be shattered. The voice will sound forth from heaven, and the grave will be opened, and your loved one, and you too, will be resurrected. With a flick, with a twinkling of an eye, you too will see with your own eyes your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, just as He told you. Yes, you will behold Him, and no, not another. There is only one Lord. There is only one Christ. There is only one man who has done all this work for you. His name is Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth. Then, my friends, we will eat and we will feast. You heard it this morning from the Old Testament lesson. We will eat a feast of rich food, a feast well-aged of wine, of rich food, of marrow, of aged wine, well-refined. I'm hoping for the most wonderful rhubarb pie there's ever been. Yes, some of you ladies know that, don't you? Well, the pie won't even match what you make, sorry. Because it will be a heavenly food. It will be a glorious banquet. I should apologize to my grandmother because she made the very best rhubarb pie. But she'll be there with me, enjoying this rich feast there in heaven. Thanks be to Jesus. You see, my friends, in His love for you, and until He returns, He gives you a foretaste of the feast that will come. And as with the unending wedding feast of the Lamb, He is present. He is present with you. That is His promise. He is always present with His children. For He has told you, never will I leave you, nor will I forsake you. That's the message. Just a flick. Just a flick. And He is risen. This is what God has done for you. For you see, the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. It sounds familiar, doesn't it? Because these words are spoken at a funeral. And these words are spoken at a funeral because they are words of resurrection, of which we speak up today. Listen, dearly loved ones. Your loved ones were baptized. You have been baptized. There is no stone. There is no grave that can stop Jesus from claiming you. Listen, dearly loved ones. Your loved ones tasted the foretaste of the feast to come. They took into their body your Lord's body and blood, and their Lord's body and blood, for the forgiveness of their sins. That was Jesus' guarantee, His last will and testament for them. And they are true words. And they are words of power. And they are words of might. They are words of victory over the grave. Listen, dearly loved ones. Your Lord is present here today to serve you. And He isn't alone. No, He's not alone. For we know that in our liturgy, and you will say this in a moment, with Him are the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven. That includes your loved one. And that's why this chancel is in a semicircle. Because you soon, when you stand here, you will complete the circle. For present here is your grandfather or your grandmother or your father or your mother, or that dear child that died in your arms. here, right now, because Jesus says so. Therefore, we close with these words, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing, and to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." Words of victory, words of resurrection. You see, Jesus is greater than the grave. For in his resurrection, you will be resurrected, and so won't your loved ones. So until that time, my dear friends, we come and we complete the circle. We come and we receive from him. And when we receive, we rejoice, for we know he is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Please rise. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.